Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like a dapper dawn,
giving a microphone,
dress
like a million bucks,
bucks,
diamond things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. I got a radio show. Somebody sent me an email one day, you know, kind of a nasty little email. You know, I think I said it once before, Steve Harvey trying to be a preacher. Man, I'm so far from being a preacher, man, I can't even tell you. But what I am trying to do is share information. Now, I understand how haters work, and I understand how the devil works. Believe me, I do. You know, sometimes even he, the devil, surprises me at the level and the angles of attack they use. You know, which I go, wow, man, I didn't see that one. Ooh, that was pretty slick. I got to give you credit on that when you try to get me. But every time you try to get me, I get saved. I get saved every time, man, because God got me. God got some angels camped around me. That's what my mama used to always say as a Sunday school teacher. Never really understood it, but, you know, when I was growing up as a kid, but I got it now. He got some angels around me, and angels come in the form sometimes of people. People who pull your coat to this or introduce you to that or reveal some information to you like this. He got them all around me. So, see, having a relationship with God has been beneficial to me, y'all. It's not just that what he gives to me, but what he protects me from. And, you know, some people wonder, well, if you were God, why he let them people do that to you? No, that's not how it works. See, there's two forces in this world. There's good and there's evil. And if you succumb to good, that's what you become. That's what you do. But everybody don't succumb to good. Some people succumb to evil. Some people's mission is to hate, to destroy, to tear down. And so that force is at work in this world too. And when that force comes up against me, well, God never promised me that I wouldn't see none of that, that I wouldn't see the attacks, that I would not come under fire, that I would not be falsely accused. He didn't say that. Matter of fact, he forewarned me that it would happen. But what he does give me in those moments are moments of comfort and peace, knowing that he's with me, and that no matter what my enemy does to bring me down, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. So come if you want to. Fight if you will. I have a man that has been attacking me since I owned the comedy club in Dallas. He has been on a mission. Every job I get, he send out a he send the people that I'm with. He done sent it to the WB. He done sent these notifications falsely claiming that he has some information that can destroy me. That he has some audio clips of me saying things on stage that could destroy me. And that if I don't give him $5 million, he gonna do it. You know how long this man been doing this? I mean, he done called NBC. Right on up to NBC where I am now. He done everything, man. He has done everything. Now he done messed around and got himself now claiming in his letters physically ill. And his illnesses and what's befallen his family, he's blaming that on me too. Had Steve Harvey not stressed me out and paid me this money he owe me. Where you get this figure from, man? Where you coming with this? But every time, man, even when I tried to talk with the man, to say, hey, man, look, man, what is it you really trying to do? This how much I want. I'm not paying you that, man. You know, I'm not giving you that. He just has kept on and on and on. And you know what? He done messed around and got himself sick. He done messed around, man, got himself in some situation. And can I tell you something? It's been going on since 19. Maybe 97. He started the attack when I first went on. No, before that. Probably 95. He started the attacks in 95. It's 2013. Every now and then, he done got six lawyers. All the lawyers done dropped the case after they come in and they discover the fact. But he steady trying. But it's them angels that's around. And I forewarned him several times, man. Hey, man, if I was you, I'd go head on. Because what I'm not going to do is bend. Because, see, you cannot break me. Because I happen to be a soldier for Christ. I happen to be an imperfect soldier for Christ. There's nothing, man. There's nothing. And and it ain't like a bunch of people done tried now. Oh, y'all been on YouTube. Y'all been on the internet. Oh, they done tried. Oh, they done put some dirt on me, man. That ain't true. But if you keep looking at me, though, and I am not the prize, but if you put your eyes on God, is where you go. But if you look at me, he's covered me through it all. And that's been the importance of the relationship I form with God, is that I know that I'm under his wings, that I'm ever under his ever-loving protection, that he got me. And I just wanted to share that with you, that if you're looking for some protection, if you're looking for a way to have the strength to get through what you're going through, get some God, man. If you want a way out, get some God, man. If you've been gangbanging and you're sick of gangbanging, get you some God, man. If you're tired of being on drugs and you're tired of drinking, get you some God, man. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, get you some God, man. I'm just telling you now, if you're trying to make your dreams come true, and it look like you ain't gonna make it, and you still believe that that's for you, get you some God, man. If you're setting a new goal, dream, or aspiration, and you're trying to get there, and you're gonna start out today, get you some God, man. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. See, it's real what I'm saying, man. I ain't no fake dude with it. You understand? I'm just telling you real. Get you some God, man, and be patient. Have faith. Believe. Don't doubt. But Lord have mercy, get ready to work your tail off. Did you hear me? Get you some faith. Believe. Don't doubt. And get ready to work your tail off. God can't bless him. You see, a lot of times we go to God asking for prayers and stuff, but we go to him and we don't give nothing, God nothing to bless. We want blessings, but we don't give him nothing to bless. You make one step, he'll make two. You start, he'll finish. You come, he'll go. You dream it, he'll build. You start it, he'll finish. You want it, he got it. You ask for it, he give to you. You sick, he heals. You coming up short, he fulfills. You got a little bit of faith, just a little bit of faith, he can take you all the way. If you got just a little bit of faith, he'll take you all the way. I'm just telling you now, get you some God, man. You ain't seen your kids, get you some God. You in a situation, man, where they treating you funky about your kids, fellas, get you some God. See you trying everything your way. I'm going to go to court. I had a conversation with a man yesterday, just called me, man, and was just talking about, but Steve, you know, man, I this dude been owing me $2,300 for 4 years. I just asked him, have you survived the four without the $2,300? Yeah, man. How much you think you done spent trying to get to $2,300? Just a few hundred. Now, let me ask you something. Do you have a few hundred more to try to get this $2,300 that you've been trying to get for 4 years? Yeah, I could do that. But do you want to, man? Do you have the time to dedicate four more of your years to try to get $2,300? But, Steve, I'm out of work right now. I done fell on some hard times. I could use that money. And I've been praying to God to help me. Yeah, you've been praying to God to help you, but you've been telling God how to do the help. See, you keep telling God that if he give you the $2,300, you'll be all right. When in essence, God probably got something way greater for you, but you got to let go of your own thinking and let God have his way. You understand? You feel me? Find yourself some God today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, 18 minutes after the hour, here we is.
And here we are.
Shirley, don't nobody want to be off this morning.
You said, here we is, and I said, and here we are.
No, Shirley, mm-hmm. we going to be is people this morning.
I'm yeah. is.
Is you here, Junior?
I'm is. Okay.
Of course he's going to say that.
Well, Shirley, we going to be is people this morning. You cut that somewhere else.
Where?
I love that right there.
I take it everywhere I go. What are you talking
Tom
about?
Tom over there with his hating ass. Go on over there.
You know, some things you're going to have to let go, Steve. But good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, baby. Everything good with you?
Mm-hmm. Everything's great. Thank you. Everything's wonderful.
I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier. In the army, I'm a soldier. In the army of the Lord, I'm a soldier. In the army, just wanted to say that. That's all.
Don't it feel good though?
Hey, ain't connected to nothing, but I just needed that this morning.
Feels good though.
Oh, just a good old black church record.
Yes.
You know how they just stand up doing devotion and just rip it off? I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier.
We don't really do devotion anymore.
I'm a soldier. That's because you went to a little Methodist church.
No.
Sitting up there. Y'all got hymn books and all that mess. Oh, shit. Yeah. We ain't have a book in our church.
You
didn't know the songs, man, get your ass out.
They start singing. I'm grabbing my hymnal, searching through the
book. y'all didn't shout in y'all church, huh?
Oh, huh. No.
Dog, wow. My church was a track meet.
Don't do that. Yeah. They were running, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Soon as the organ fire up, the mark get set.
But they still running though.
Hallelujah, Jesus!
Oh no! Sir.
Robes open, prayer craps coming off.
So Shirley, first time you saw somebody shouting,
I'm serious. I didn't know what was going on.
Did it scare you?
Well, it didn't scare me. It alarmed me. Yeah,
she put her hand on her chest.
Whoa, what's happening? Yeah. I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
let me tell you something.
It was a little scary. Yeah,
I went to church one Easter with my daddy because he only went twice a year, right? We sitting up in church, and Brother Thornton started shouting. I mean, Brother Thornton, you should just be clowning with his, jerking and jumping. My daddy looked over there. My daddy said, this N-word tripping.
Yeah. Yeah, it was entertaining after a while.
This
yeah.
N-word in the middle of the sanctuary.
I was 8. My daddy looked over there, this N-word tripping. My mom was sitting there. My mom said, Slick. Don't you say nothing else in here. Oh, man. That was funny to me, man.
This N-word.
Wow. Back to running.
We running.
Then that organ hit that. That boy had that bass foot. June Bug had that bass foot June going bug. On that Hammond. And here come big ass Estelle out that choir. Robe just open, draw showing and everything.
What?
Yeah.
Running.
Because some of the women took their dresses on under their robe. Took their dresses off.
Oh, so they wouldn't be
under
too
the
hot.
Robe. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. That's the first time. Our church was the first time I seen a woman in panties.
Okay.
We're going to do this today? We're going to do panties today? It's panties.
I'm just saying, the first time I had seen a woman in panties that you know, wasn't my sister, and I walking past her room or something. That was the first, because I didn't even consider my sisters women.
Wow, we had to wear slips and stuff, or pantyhose. Ooh, yeah.
Ain't nothing like a slip.
Yeah,
ooh, a slip is to turn me on.
Mm-hmm. They don't do that
we
anymore.
Run it.
They don't wear slips anymore.
They don't?
Mm-mm. No, people, we don't wear slips. No. When's the last time you've seen a slip?
Ain't Gene your house?
Huh?
Slips.
Yeah, ain't Gene.
Monica, Mississippi Monica country has still wear.
Ain't that like a woman just cooking, frying some fish in a slip? That right there.
That turned you
that
on.
Turned
That's a turn
me
on.
Right there. I ain't gonna like
it. So what did you think, Steve, when you saw a woman's underwear in church? In her underwear.
Oh, I got hot.
You have panty moments in church?
Dog, I would just go stand in front of her.
Oh, goodness.
I was 7, man. I just go stand in front of her.
Marking territory.
Open robe again. And when I was a little boy, we had fine chicks in the choir. Ike Harris, man, she was the Sunday school teacher, too. She used to wear fishnets.
Oh, yeah.
And sit on the table and cross her leg and teach her Sunday school class.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I wasn't even learning nothing about the Bible. Nothing. I ain't know who Daniel was. We had a test at the end of the Sunday school semester.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who Daniel was, Shadrach and Meshach. I didn't know nobody. I didn't know who Jonah was. I didn't know. I was over there going, what whale?
You were just focused on the fishing
that
song.
Fool said, what whale?
Man, I ain't learned nothing. I ain't know. Swallow who? I had Daniel was in the whale. Uh-huh. It was a multiple choice. Daniel was in the whale.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah was in the lion's den.
Uh-huh.
I still never understood how he got down there.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't in church learning.
You were focused
nothing.
On those fishnets.
Man, come on.
All right. When we come back from the break at 34 after the hour, something funny from Steve
Hold
is
up.
Coming
Here
up.
The best part.
What?
They did what to Jesus?
Oh, Steve.
Oh,
you missed
I wasn't learning nothing.
The basis of the whole Christian religion.
What? You lying.
All right.
And they're so confused.
It's Black History Month. So all this month, we're going to be bringing you little known Black History Month facts. Black History
Facts. Oh,
that's
right. I forgot.
Yeah. So we'll have some of those when we come back, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. When we come back right after this song. It's Black History Month, and with all due respect to Black History Month, as great as it is and all the wonderful accomplishments of African Americans over the years and the contributions to this nation, we've decided on this show, as you learn those things other places, to show you little known facts about Black history that you did not know. All these is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back. Junior has one.
Uh-oh.
Junior,
yeah,
help us out.
This is great to know this information right here. This has happened back in 1903.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Right outside of Atlanta, Georgia, at a picnic at Needham Park. It's no longer there no more. But Willie Watson was sitting on the bench playing the harmonica so good. Willie Watson. And he played the harmonica so good that it got the women excited and just hot. And it back then, when women got hot, they got sexy. They took off the shoulder shawls.
Oh.
Yeah, see, that's it.
Let that shoulder.
You see some shoulder in 1903. That's big.
Okay.
Then when they raised them dresses up and show her ankle, and they were just out there just twerking. Shoulders and ankles. Shoulders and ankles and twerking. And that carried on for hours. And them hours turned into days. And this is what we now know is the absolute first freaknik that ever happened.
What?
In 1903.
In 1903. That was the first freaknik ever on record.
Shoulders and ankles.
Shoulders and ankles was out popping back then in 1903. And Watson wasn't letting up on that harmonica. He played that harmonica with no water for 3 days.
Willie Watson did.
Willie Watson. Freaknik 1903.
Wow.
Love it. Y'all need to know that.
First Freaknik.
I didn't know how it got started.
That's how it got started.
And it's changed a lot since 1903.
It has really, really changed.
Shoulders and ankles.
Shoulders and ankles.
Thank you, Junior.
You're welcome.
That's big right there.
That big. Dropping that knowledge, man.
First I didn't know how Freaknik started.
Yeah, everybody thought it started at Atlanta back in 1983 at the AU Center. Oh. No, 1903, Needham Park. Right outside of Atlanta.
Well, here's one for you.
Uh-oh. You got another one, Steve?
Yeah. One day, this happened way back in slavery. Four field hands had just finished a hard day.
Okay.
And the people in the big house had threw some food out back. You know, the normal old hog parts, you thinking chitlins and stuff. That's and right. I guess they had just got tired of that. So they was in there and they had the grease going, getting ready to drop the chitlins in and the hog parts. And one of them field hands decided he done had enough of this here.
Okay.
So he stole two chickens from the master hen house.
Okay.
And soon as they stole the chicken and they had them back there, they hadn't even killed the chicken yet. The chicken was back there just clucking. And they was laughing, talking about what they was going to do, man. They was going to taste what chicken tastes like because they hadn't had it before. And soon as they said that, here come the overseer around the corner. They said, uh-oh, and threw them two damn chickens in that damn fire.
Whoa.
Now, this happened in Louisville, Kentucky. This is important information.
Okay.
And when they came over there, they didn't see the chickens, and they act like they hadn't seen the chickens. And when the overseer left, they held up and got them chickens out that grease and had discovered something. They had fried chicken. Now, the three slaves was Crimmel, Ferguson, and Clacky.
Clacky. I like that, Clacky.
And since it happened in Louisville, they started selling chicken off their plantation to other slaves in Louisville, Kentucky. And Crimmel, Ferguson, and Clacky came up with KFC fried chicken.
Wow.
All this time.
All this time. And y'all thought it was that white man that whole time.
The colonel. Little known black history facts.
Ferguson and Clacky down in Louisville, Kentucky, stole two chickens, and I'll be damned. Fried chicken was born.
We'll be giving them to you all month.
One of the greatest inventions of all time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We'll be back with Run That Prank Back at 48 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, get ready. Coming up, y'all, at the top of the hour, we're going to the phones. But right now, though.
What?
Tommy, what you got?
You know, I call this dude, I'm a gynecologist, and I call this man.
Hey, Tommy, can you say your whole sentence in the mic?
Yeah, what? Was he like,
back with his feet up on the board? Sit up straight.
You're
Put your phone books in your chair.
I'm sorry. So anyway, I'm a gynecologist. And I call this man about his wife, and I say, you know, we the only ones that seen it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Man,
I know that's too far. I haven't heard it yet, but I'm gonna just tell you that's too far.
I'll be on the phone with you, but I'll be driving to where you at. Yeah.
We gonna run that prank back.
With all that being said,
your wife's doctor. Yeah.
Ladies. Hello. Hello. I'm trying to get Andrea, please. Who's calling? This is Dr. Hendricks.
Oh, yeah. I got, how you doing, Doc?
How you doing?
I'm all right. She's not, Andrea, she's not in right now. You want to leave a message or something?
Leave her a message that, you know, she came in, she had an appointment this morning.
Right. Everything okay?
Everything's good. You know, I've been Andrea's gynecologist for quite some time now, so.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Okay, well, listen, can see if she's able to get back in tomorrow. I need to get one more good look at her.
One more good look. Is everything okay?
I just want to check a few things. You know, if I get one more good look at her, I think I'll be fine.
What? Don't y'all do this like once or twice a year? And you want her to come right back? Is everything okay, Doc? You can tell me now. Is everything all right with my wife?
Greg, right?
Yeah. What's up? Talk to me.
You know, I'm not privy to tell anyone what's going on with her. And there's nothing really serious going on, okay? So you can relax on that part. But I just want to get one more good look at her, just to be sure.
One more good look for what, Doc, if nothing serious going on?
Well, I think
what?
Well, she'll be fine. She'll be fine. She'll be fine, Greg. Off the record, I'll tell you something, man, and I don't really, you know, talk like this, but off the record, man, you and I, man, we'd be we're the only ones, aren't we?
What? What did you say?
You and I, we're the only ones, aren't we?
The only ones what? What are you talking about? What are you saying?
Well, you know, we're the only ones that've seen it, you know?
Oh, whoa. What are you saying, Doc?
Just stating that, you know, off the record, you and I, that we're the only ones,
We're the only ones what? What are you saying, Doc? I'm not understanding you. What are you saying? We are the only ones what?
Well, we have, you and I have something in common. I mean, you and I are the only one that's you know, basically seen Andrea.
What are
you know?
Wait a minute. That's not a topic of discussion, Doc. What are you trying to say? What are you saying about my wife?
I mean, she's amazing, man. I mean,
Whoa. I don't need you to tell me about my wife being amazing, Doc. You lost your damn mind?
Well, I'm just saying she looks amazing.
She looks amazing.
I don't mean any harm by what
I'm saying. Whoa. You ain't supposed to be looking at her in that type of fashion, Doc. What the hell is wrong with you? What type of unprofessional is this here? You telling my wife is amazing. You lost your damn mind? I can't believe I'm getting a phone call like this. This is the most unprofessional I've ever heard.
But let's keep in mind, Greg, I wasn't really calling you. I was calling her, you know?
Well, you ain't talking to her. You talking to me. And you going to bring that type of on the phone to me? Have you lost your mind? You're
okay,
going to be a professional,
well,
listen, Doc.
Is there a way you can pass the message that I'd like to come in tomorrow?
On to her. I ain't passing nothing to her. You hear me? You're going to make me do something crazy to you. I don't believe you called me with that type talking about my wife. Me and you and I got something in common. She's amazing. Have you lost your damn mind?
Sir, I didn't mean to. I didn't think. I just.
Yeah, well, you did. Don't. No.
I was being a little playful with you. I didn't think that was going to.
No, this ain't no play. What's wrong with you? Hey, who playing? I'm not playing. Don't you ever. Matter of fact, Doc, I need to see you. I need to have a session with you. We can talk about this here. You lost your doggone mind talking about my wife? Amazing to you? You the most unprofessional. How'd she even go to you all these years?
All right, was there any way you can get her to come in so I can get one good look at her tomorrow?
No, hell no. She ain't coming down to that little raggedy. I'm coming down there. When I come down there, oh, no. Matter of fact, I'm on my way down there. You, how long are you going to be there? We can straighten this out.
I've left the office for today. I just wanted to call and see if I could get one good look at her for tomorrow.
No, no. There you go again with that one more good going to look. No, no. Let me tell you one thing, Doc. She ain't coming out of you no more. No more. No more. Is she coming back to see you?
Wait. I don't want to lose a customer. Not like I definitely.
No, you ain't gonna lose a customer. I'm coming there tomorrow. Make me an appointment. You can check my out tomorrow. You see how you like that.
Sir, that's...
What?
That's not possible, okay? I definitely don't... I don't want to lose her.
Whether you like it or not.
It's going to hurt me if I lose her as a client. I don't want to miss seeing her.
It's going to hurt you. It ain't going to hurt you that you're losing her. It's going to hurt you when I get there. Don't you worry about her.
Okay,
Greg.
Greg, you got to calm down, okay?
I'm calm.
I was being playful, and I should not have done that.
Play. You're too old to be playful. Play. I'm seeing you in the morning. First thing in the morning.
Okay.
What time? You just said 9:10 o'clock.
Can I ask you something, Greg? Do you have a brother named Tyron?
What they got to do with anything? What they got to do with my brother? What they got to do with you?
Okay. What I wanted to tell you is, this is not Dr. Hendrix. This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Tyron got me to prank phone call you.
I don't give a who you. I'm coming to see you. What? What'd you say? Tyron did what?
Greg, pull up, check this out. Your brother Tyron.
What?
Yeah, this is nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Tyron got me to prank phone call you.
That's what I thought you said, man. Hold on, man. Hold on, man. Let me sit down for a minute, man. Damn. Oh my goodness. Boy, you lost your damn. Hold on. Man, you don't do no like that, man. I'm my wife, y'all. Where's my brother? I'm going to be talking to him first.
You going to see Tyron tomorrow?
I'm going to see him first thing in the morning, man. First thing in the morning. I'm ready to kill everybody. Hell no.
Hey, I got to ask you, man. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Show.
Tonight.
Yeah, go on, man. You crazy, man. Quit playing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, listen, guys. According to Yahoo.com, the Super Bowl remains the biggest sporting event in America, okay? But this year, there is less interest in attending the game than usual. And as a reaction to that lack of interest, the price of Super Bowl tickets is plummeting. Just a week ago, it cost you about $3,500 for a ticket. Now the price of a ticket is hovering around $2,000, and it could go lower than $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Ticket brokers say the Dallas Cowboys had a huge impact on this year's market as prices dropped by a whopping 20% the day after the Cowboys were eliminated. So it's the Cowboys' fault, is what they're saying, because they didn't make it. Yeah.
Ain't nobody hurting like Jerry Jones, though. Jerry Jones wanted that bad. I saw Dez on his knees, man.
Yeah.
Dez Bryant. I saw him on his knees. Them boy, I felt bad for them boys.
Incredible rookie year, though. I ain't going to lie to you.
For Dak.
For Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Better than that damn rookie year, your drunk-ass teammate, college
Johnny Manziel for Cleveland.
Ragged-ass Texas
A&M. How we get to that?
I
don't know.
You the one talking about the Browns should have picked him. Little drunk-ass, alcoholic-ass, non-throwing.
That has nothing to do with y'all being
jumping on
1-15.
If his ass could throw.
That's what this is all about.
That's all it's about.
All right. So
we ain't even won a damn game.
Well, yeah, what was it?
Then we get over there and went and got that plat wearing ass Robert Griffin. If he don't get a haircut,
RG3.
That's RG.
Did he get a haircut?
No, he ain't
I thought he did, though.
Doc, he has to look like an adult if you're going to lead a football team. Mm.
Y'all about to get the first round pick, though, huh?
Oh, man, we don't know how to pick.
All right. Maybe next year,
we had the first round pick damn near last. Ain't no damn
you're going to let it go, Steve.
Yeah. 15 games, and now you want us to feel hopeful.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phones.
Hey,
how about that?
Unless LeBron start playing football, I really don't see it.
Unless Jim Brown comes back. All right. Let's go to the phones. How about that? What's the worst lie you've told to impress a date? And part two of this question, who do you have in the Super Bowl, since we're talking about the big game? And why, Falcons or Patriots? Let us know, 877-29-STEVE.
Damn sure ain't Cleveland.
You know.
Let's go to line
the
two
Packers.
And talk to Rasheem out of Florida.
Rasheem?
What's Steve?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's
Florida boys in the building.
Florida boys. I like Florida boys. They all right with me, man. Yeah. Hey, man, what's the craziest lie you ever told while you was dating?
The biggest lie I ever told while I was dating, I told a girl I was a virgin.
Shit. So,
how were you?
I was 31 at the time.
You told her you was a virgin. She figured she gonna show you something, and then you went in there and put on a clinic.
Hey,
a master class.
Yeah.
At 31, a virgin.
At 31?
Hey, how I laid it down, I gave the story about A.C. Green of the L.A. Lakers.
Right.
He did his research.
Saving yourself.
Wow.
Boy.
I definitely had facts to back it up. Mm-hmm. And then when she questioned me about my stroke game the next day, I told her I had been watching a lot of flicks.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, no, that's
put
it.
That real stroke game
okay,
on.
Okay, okay.
That ain't, you know. You got the men talk about that.
Shirley Carl, they actually do say worse than that. That's
no,
light.
Yeah, but this Shirley, that's that. Light.
That's light.
Right. I've heard y'all talk, uh-oh.
Not on the air.
A little bit different, though. Well, we on the air.
Exactly.
Hey, man, let me talk to Rashi. Rashi.
Hey, Steve. You, hey, Steve. Huh? See, the good thing about that lie right there, I mean, it's only going to last for a second because then it's going away. Then ain't a virgin no more. So we ain't got to talk about that no more.
Yeah, well. See, it's just a one-time. It's a one-off. Yeah. See, that's a one-off lie. See, them good lies. Most lies you have to back up with a lie, another one. It's called stackability. Your lie has
like
to have stackability.
Word. Stackability.
Yeah, you like have that. To. Your lie must have stackability. That means room to grow.
Yeah.
Your lie must breathe. Like Shirley, ask me something. Let me give you an example of how this works.
Oh,
ask
man.
Me anything.
Okay. What kind of car do you drive?
A Maserati.
There's no room to grow with that.
Well, no, yeah, it is. Watch this here. Go ahead, Shirley.
Okay.
Next question.
What color? What color is it?
It's black that I remember.
That it's your car. It's what
remember.
Do you? What do you mean you don't remember?
Well, it's been in the shop so long.
Oh, your car's in the shop.
Yeah.
Well, when are you getting it out?
I don't know. I had been calling down there, so I just been driving my other one.
Oh, you have another one. Oh, what other kind of car do you have?
Yeah, Bentley.
Nice. Bentley. What color is that one? What color is that?
That one's white.
You're taking kind of long to just answer a simple question like what color it is.
Well, I got so many cars.
Oh, are you sure you have a Bentley?
Yeah. I was just trying to figure out which color you was talking about.
Well, I only knew about, you just said a Bentley, so.
Well, I got a Bentley that I'm driving. Now, it's outside.
Oh, it's not in the garage? You don't have a garage to put it in?
No, the one I'm in, the white one, is outside. The other three is back at the garage.
Oh.
See how this lie is growing?
Yes.
You see how this lie is growing?
Stackability.
My lie has stackability. It has room to grow.
Keep putting it on top of it.
Yeah. See, that's why you got all your lies had to be open-ended so you could fix the front or the back.
Okay, let me just ask you this. What's wrong with the truth?
It's boring. Girls say it every time.
Oh, it's boring?
Truth boring.
But I don't know if the truth works.
Yeah. The truth don't get you where you need to be quicker.
There you go.
Yeah.
It takes too long to get you. Oh, it's the timing.
Yeah, I ain't got time to grow on you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get this now.
Ask Rasheem what team he's going with, please.
Hey, Rasheem, Falcons or the Patriots?
New England Patriots. I'm riding with Tom Brady all day.
Right. Yeah, I wish you was wrong, but Lord have mercy.
Man.
That boy right there, boy. I'm just hoping, man, somehow the Falcons pull this off, man.
On ATL.
That'll be good for the South, man.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Falcons win this thing. Because I ain't see them getting there at all. I didn't see this at all.
And he knew this.
I actually thought the Cowboys was going to make it.
Yeah. You know the tickets got cut in half after the Cowboys lost?
Yeah, for the
Super
price.
Bowl ticket mm-hmm. price? They wow. was really expecting that. Yeah, it went in half.
It went down.
Mm-hmm. Went down, man.
Coming up at 18 after, The Butterfly is up next with, of course, his butterfly blog on this last day before the big game.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up, y'all. He's here, the butterfly with the blog.
What?
I don't, man, whatever. I'm not here today for this.
You're not here for this.
Mm-mm, I don't want to.
You don't want to.
I want to leave with you.
Don't you want to hear what he's going to talk about?
I don't ever want to hear what
he's talking
about.
Wow.
Don't let him know that. Yeah, I'm up at Brooklyn.
Now I'm in. Good morning. Stephen, Tommy, Charlie.
Hey, I have an intro for you, Eugene.
Okay, go ahead. Bring me out.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the ever uninteresting Eugene.
Oh!
I have asked you not to.
Whoa. Steve. Now, why would you sit here and say I'm uninteresting? Steven.
Yeah.
Why would you say...
That's my part right there.
I know.
Why would you say I'm uninteresting?
You're not. You're not interesting to me at all. Nothing. What are you
talking
about?
You've never been
around.
We never hung out. If you hung out with me...
We don't have
to.
You got a segment. I got enough for you at the segment. Now, what is it you're talking about today? What uninteresting thing are you discussing today? Go
it's
ahead.
It's not uninteresting. I'm
What's
talking
saying?
About.
What's
I'm, well, I'm getting ready to drive from Atlanta to Houston for the Super Bowl for the Patriots.
Now, right there. Do anybody give a damn?
I really didn't.
Steve. But oh, now, cold, today Steve. Is about decorating your car for
see,
whoever
right
you're rooting for. What?
Right there. Don't nobody do that.
You should, you know what? I'm going to decorate your car.
My note too much to decorate that car.
So, Steven, which one of your cars would you like me to decorate? I could decorate one of your cars.
My cars and don't have decorations on them.
You want me to put Go Patriots or Go Falcons? Which one?
You can't put none of that on my car. Because you can't.
And I can shorten it and say Go Pets if you want me to. I can shorten it.
You like Pat, but we don't.
Our Dirty That's Birds. You like the Dirty Birds?
They're not called that anymore.
When they changed that?
Yeah, they
are. A few Steve. Years ago.
You don't want him to be right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just going to do what I want.
But anyway, I'm decorating my vehicle, and we're driving from Atlanta, me and my friends.
So road trip, huh?
Yes. We're road tripping, so it's me and the fellas.
All y'all Ooh. In one car?
You and the fellas?
Yes.
Who's all going?
Skillet is going.
Okay, Skillet, yeah.
Socrates.
Mm-hmm. Socrates.
Yeah, he get on my nerves. Anyway, who else is going? Philip is going. It's about eight of us.
Okay. In one kind damn of car?
What kind of car y'all got?
Mm-hmm. We have to take turns. One has to sit on another person's lap.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
what
no.
I thought. Exactly what I thought.
Grown people?
Man.
That's not safe.
Everybody yes. cool with it,
and
too?
It's uncomfortable.
Well, you have to put if a person is in your lap, you have to put the seatbelt on both of you all.
I don't think you can do that.
You can. You have to stretch it.
It's mm-hmm. against the law.
Yeah.
Well, it may be against the law, but you can do it. It can be done.
So y'all just going to be on the highway?
Every hour you switch laps.
Do you say, is it like an event? Like, now switch. Now switch. Like that?
It's not really an event. You just over the course of an hour, because you know the other person's legs would get tired and go to sleep.
Go to sleep, yeah. Okay.
Did I tell y'all this was uninteresting?
You were right. You never had nobody sit in your lap.
Not him. Not Philip, Skillet, Antoine.
Where Socrates, is this don't going? Forget about
and
Socrates.
Bernays. Where is this
going? Who? Who, Steve?
Bernays.
Bernays.
Mm-hmm. He got named after the sauce.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
Anyway.
They call him Bernays because he thick.
Oh.
So what butterfly are you?
Now, before I go, I want to ask Steven. Steven, which highways do I take? I'm going from Atlanta to Houston.
Are you trying to make this segment interesting? By dragging the
last-ditch effort.
Where are you going from, fool?
From Atlanta to Houston.
Y'all just take 20 all the way across, man.
But 20 don't go into Houston.
That's all right. Then take 45 south.
20 don't run into no damn 45.
Are you telling him right, Steve?
Yeah, dude. Running into 45 in Dallas.
It run right into 45.
But you taking him to Dallas or Houston?
Yeah.
Why would I take 20 to I-10? Why wouldn't I do that?
Because 20 don't touch I-10.
All right, we got to go,
and
Butterfly.
When you get around 30 up in Dallas, when you get around and you see 30 and all that, get on 635 in Dallas and just go around four times. Then strike out.
Safe travels, Butterfly. We do have to run now.
Thank you. Toodles. Go Patriots. I'm for Brady.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're going to the phones. What is the worst lie you've told to impress a date? Call us, 877-29-STEVE. And then part two, who do you have in the big game this Sunday? We know the Butterfly has the Patriots. Who do you have, the Falcons or the Patriots? Call us. All right, let's go to line four and talk to Jeff out of California.
Hey, Jeff.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, family. Hello there. Good
morning, Jeffrey.
Jeff, I like his voice.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey is correct, but Jeff is fine. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. All right. Mm-hmm. Where you from, man? Because you're real particular about your name.
New York.
Where you from? Oh, New York. What do you do for a living?
Cali on the board?
I'm a computer jock.
Yeah.
Work for the government.
Yeah, I could tell because, you know, people are real particular about their name. You know, that's how they are. They that type.
So, He's got a great voice, though, Steve. He does.
Hey, man, what's the biggest lie you ever told while you was dating?
Jeffrey?
I was with my boy, Tony Fields. And ran into this girl who was from Egypt. Oh, the girl wasn't too fine. She was three fine. Okay?
Wow. So come on, boy. Hey, hold on.
Don't run over that.
She wasn't too fine. She was three fine. Come on,
that's fine.
Yeah.
That's
come
fine.
On, Pimp.
I love Jeff.
She was fine. So her concern was that, you know, I'm Muslim and you're Christian and, you know, this is not going to work. So I said, I'll change my God for you. And Tony fell out on the floor dying.
Whoa.
That's pretty deep.
Dang, Jeff. Yeah.
Jeff?
You changed your Lord?
She was that fine?
I changed my God.
Oh, she was that fine. So yeah. She was that fine.
Well, did you get her? I mean.
Yeah. Well,
She used to come.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yeah.
She what?
She succumbed.
I said succumbed.
Succumbed. We got it, Jeff. We understand, Jeff.
We just have a stupid person on the show that wants to press.
Wait a minute. Tommy being too stupid, make it three stupid.
Come on, Jeff.
I love you, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
Tommy ain't too stupid. He's three stupid.
Uh-huh. Wow, okay. I'll change my God for you. Ooh, that's deep.
Well, that's weird. You know how fine you got to be to change your Lord?
But listen, y'all. Actually, it's just a, you know.
A saying.
Because, you know, God and Allah is the same. It's the same. You know what I mean? So he just really just, yeah. He lying anyway, so, you know.
Think might work. We throw it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he said something else pimping. He said something on pimping. Say it again. What'd you say, Jeff?
I said, when we run into a woman, the first thing that comes out of our mouth is what it is. You know, if we think we can do it, the first thing out of our mouth is what comes out. First thing we think comes out of our mouth.
Yeah, you know, if your company hear you, you going to lose your job.
Yeah. You want to wrap up?
Let me save your job. Because they do not know who worked for them.
Their IT
them
director.
White folk have no idea what Jeff really about. So let me go on and help you, man.
you need to think this out, Jeff.
Find out who he's picking, Steve.
Who you going with, Patriots or...
I'm going with the Falcons. I can't stand New England.
Man. Why is everybody hating?
Yeah, why not, Jeff? It's so hard, man.
I'm from the South Bronx, so we don't do New England. We don't do nothing in New England.
You heard?
Okay. Okay.
All right, Jeff.
You heard?
Gotcha.
Okay.
Kind of like me. I don't do nothing on the north side of Houston. Nothing.
Hey, I'm on the north, man.
I don't either, Jeff.
With your bougie ass.
Bad and bougie.
Can't do that.
No. I'm on the north. You ain't ever heard the north be in the rough side of town. All right, Junior, I'm on the north. Bougie, half rich ass. Before hey, Tommy, that's what I'm going to start calling you, dog. I'm going to call you half rich.
Okay, when we come back from the break at 48 after the hour, we got the nephew's prank phone call.
Yay, yay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, y'all, we got Strawberry Letter. But, fool, what you got in the meantime?
Tailgating. Tailgating.
I love it.
That's
Tommy.
What they doing this weekend. They tailgating. Everybody get ready, because we tailgating, tailgating.
Hello?
May I speak to T-Rock?
Speaking. Who's this?
Is this T-Rock?
Yeah, go ahead. What's up?
Hey, man, let me ask you something. All last year, y'all was tailgating here in the parking lot at the apartments. Are y'all doing that again this year?
Yeah, always. That's what we do.
Hey, man, hey, listen, man. I just moved here about a year ago. Let me tell you something. All that noise and y'all be making down there, man, y'all need to get y'all some money and buy some tickets and go to the game, man.
Hold on, man. First of all, I don't know who the you are. My thing is, hey, we do what we do out here, man. We all get together. Brothers go to work, man. At the end of the week, we want to get together and throw a little barbecue, whatever. That's what we do. Don't be calling with that
okay.
dude. Oh, so, man, who are you anyway?
Y'all making too much noise in the conflict.
Who are you?
I live here in the apartments, too, man. Y'all making too much.
I tell you what, you want to talk all that noise about what we doing out here, man. I tell you, bring your bunkie down here and say it to my face. Who are you?
Hey, man, don't worry about who I am.
Man.
The deal is here.
Hold on a second, man. First, man, see, I'm trying to have a good day, and I'm going to hear some like this here. Come on, man. Who are you supposed to be, man? I'm T-Rock, dog. I come down here. We do what we do. We all get together. We try to have a good time with it. And you want to come with this you want to try to mess my day up? Man, you must be gone with that dude. Come on, man. Nah, man. You know, y'all.
All that noise, man, disturbing people while they're in their apartment.
Oh, man. But like I say, look here. I'm putting it down like this. At the end of the week, man, brothers get together, put our money together, man, and we get together, and we try to have a good time. If you want to come down and join us, man, you're more than welcome. I'm trying to tell you, more than welcome, bro. Come down and grab a plate, man. But, man, please, don't try to mess my day up, though, Doc. Please don't, man. Please.
Hey, man, I'm trying. Y'all messing my day up with all that damn noise, man.
Come on, man, look. This is what we do. You want to join, you can join. If you ain't going to join, shut the hell up.
Hey, man, let me
do what you're going to do, but let us do what we do. This is what we do on the weekend. This is how we leave our stress. Brothers try to do something, get together, and have a good time. And you want to try to mess that up? Man, go with that,
hey,
man.
All I'm saying is, man, if y'all tailgating, won't y'all carry y'all down to the stadium, man, and watch play?
We can't go down there, man. We don't want to go down there. We want to get together where we are, right? This is what we do, man. This is what we do. Ain't nobody ever complained not one time. Not one time. You're the first person to ever complain. We've been doing this for 3 years. It's the first time we ever had a complaint. You don't drag your mother down here and all the time.
Why y'all don't buy y'all some tickets to the damn game, man?
For what?
Why don't y'all go to the game? Why the game man, got to be in my parking lot?
Well, I tell you like this, man. We can't afford a ticket, man. So what we just get together and we do what we can. We put our money together, we get together, and that's what we do. Again, like I said earlier, man, you more than welcome to come down. You want to bring this old monkey down here? Go on, man. Go on with that, Doc. Go on with that, man.
Hey, man, let me tell you this right here, man. If y'all fire up that pit on Sunday, I'm coming down there and turning that over.
So I'm turning what over? You gonna turn what over?
I'm turning y'all fire that pit up, and I promise you, I'm gonna turn that damn barbecue pit over.
And I promise you'll be standing at the top of the church. You will be standing at the top of the church. Soon as that meat hit the floor, you gonna hit the floor.
Hey, man.
You gonna hit the floor.
Don't fire that pit up Sunday. You hear me? Do not fire that pit.
I tell you, it's gonna be, matter of fact, I'm looking for the pit now. I'm looking for it now. It's gonna be out there. It's going to be out there.
Okay.
Bring your monkey out there and find what happened.
I just told you that you're disturbing people, and you're disturbing me more than anything, you know, and y'all
did
it all last year. Y'all tailgated right here in the damn apartments, man. That's crazy.
You know what? Dude, you, but let me say it like this here, man. You don't f y'all. I don't say you come down and get a plate, you come down and join us. You know, we just getting together trying to make it a family down here. Just what you want to bring to me? Man, you don't f me out there. How's the city? I'm on that other level now. I'm on that other level.
Okay,
believe it.
I'm on my meat hit the floor. I was on the other level midway through the season last year with all that damn noise, man.
Man, oh my God. Man, look, let me tell you something. My meat hit the floor. Or somebody come by and disturb us when we do what we do, it's gonna go down. I'm gonna tell you like that. We ain't trying to have no problem. We don't get down like that. We just try to have a good time. That's all we do. We've been doing this for 3 years. We got the kids out here playing. We got the big screen out for everybody to watch the game. You know, I extended some love out to you to come by and have a play with us. But you gonna talk about coming and knocking my meat over as hard as I work? I promise you, if that my meat touch the ground, you're gonna touch the ground. Come on, man, don't go there with that, man.
Hey,
don't do that.
Okay, look here, man. I'm telling you right now, dog. Soon as I smell that barbecue pit, soon as I smell them charcoal, I promise you, I'm turning that shit off. Y'all ain't doing this year, man. Y'all ain't doing it this year.
Man, who are you, man? Who are you? Where you live, Doc? Why you live? Why don't you present yourself to me, man? Why don't you do that?
You know what, man? You can meet me out there at the leasing office.
Come on. I'm at the leasing. I will start walking right now to the leasing office right now so I see who the hell I'm talking to.
This is okay. Well, you need to see who's going to turn this pit over. Y'all ain't doing
okay,
it this year, man.
I want to see that. I want to see that happen because soon as you touch my pit, before that meat hits the floor, you're going to hit the floor quicker than the meat will. I'm trying to have a good time. You know, black people trying to get together, man. Everybody coming drinking beer. Nobody saying nothing. But all of a sudden, here your monkey will come out this. Okay,
man.
I tell you what. Bring your
what?
To the leasing office, and I promise you.
I'm finna head. You need to bring somebody with you. That's what you need to do.
Okay, I tell you what I'm going to bring with me. I got two people I'm going to bring with me. It's going to be me, myself, and I.
And I bet you this here. You won't put no meat on that grill come Sunday.
Okay.
You won't put no
all
meat
right.
on that grill.
Now you really up me out. You going to meet me at the leasing office is on. I'm going to beat your
Okay. But do you know who you playing with?
No, I don't. And I promise you, when I find you, you don't know who you playing with.
Let me tell you who I am.
Yeah, tell me who you are. Who are you?
I am Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Bobby.
Oh, I'm a kid. Oh man, yeah.
Hey, T-Rock, your boy Bobby, y'all still get together, man.
Oh man, I'm nephew, man. I'm sorry, man.
You was fired up, dog. You all right?
I'm sorry. It's hot out here anyway. We don't care. We can take it.
I hear you, man. Hey, y'all tailgating Sunday, man.
That's what we do. Everybody pitch in, and we all get together, man. It's a family thing. Oh, man, I'm sorry, man.
You good, man. You good. Let me ask you this. What's the baddest radio show in the land, man?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, brother.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, buckle up, hold on tight. Here it is, Strawberry Letter 23.
Subject: makes me want to throw up my hands and holler. Okay. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together over 14 years, and we've been married going on 6 years. Since we said I do, he has cheated on me. I found emails from his mistress. I have found phone numbers to escorts, one of which he called on Father's Day. He has sent pictures of his private parts to a high school friend that he reconnected with on Facebook. For most of this year, he has been unemployed. He could not get a job because he had to wait to get clean from smoking weed. He got clean enough to apply for a job and is waiting for the outcome of a background check. But we have not had any money coming in since May, and I don't anticipate any coming in until around November. Now, with all that said, I am one angry sister. I love him, but love don't pay the bills. Perhaps I could tolerate this situation more if he was taking care of the house. Oh yeah, did I mention that his mother lives with us? Steve. I see a small light at the end of the tunnel. He is close to getting a government job and a steady paycheck, but I think our relationship is wrecked. I don't trust him, and in all honesty, I am with him to get our sons through school and to make me whole again. Is that wrong? Well, yeah, it is kind of wrong. You know, if you just want to be with him to get your sons through school and to make you whole again. It's really hard to get the trust back in a relationship once that's broken. And this guy has so many strikes against them. He has a lot of strikes against him. He's got the mistress. He's got the private parts pictures that he was sending to his high school Facebook friend. The weed smoking, the no job having, and of course the cheating. You sound like a woman who's fed up, especially in the first part of your letter. And you said it, you're one angry sister. But you have a twist. You put a twist at the very end. You want him to make you whole again. How does that work? How does that happen? You have to make yourself a whole person. You can't expect wholeness from this guy who's broken himself. I mean, what do you want from him? He's shown you pretty much who he is. The wholeness, you got to work on that yourself. If you want to be with this guy, you got to try and build the trust. He's done a lot of things. Maybe once he gets a job, he'll be a better man. I don't know. But as far as him making you whole again, don't even worry about that, as Steve would say, because you have to do that. That's between you and God. So, yeah, as far as that's concerned, I would definitely say you're wrong if you're thinking that. Steve?
Cutting music off, Cat.
It's one of those.
Let's just go on and get to it.
Make me want to throw up my hands and
after
holler.
After you found out he was cheating in November, you found a phone number to some escorts, one of which he called on Father's Day. What the hell did you give him for Father's Day?
I didn't get that.
Well, he went in there and got on the phone and said, I'm calling some tail.
Call Steve.
No, hell no. This the last tie you buying me for Father's Day.
That's what you got out of
here,
that.
Yeah. I'm in here raising these boys, paying all these bills. Well, he ain't paying no bills. Mm-hmm. I'm in here smoking this weed stuff, and you done bought me another tie?
Male and private parts.
Let me go in here and call for some tail, because I am sick of it. It's Father's Day.
Because she gave him
this
a bad
is supposed
Father's
to
Day.
Be about me. Yeah. You ain't here complaining about what I ain't doing. I'm calling a hooker. It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to me.
Crazy.
That's the first thing I wanted to get out. Then you said he has sent pictures of his private parts to a high school friend that he reconnected with on Facebook. You were not clear with what friend this was. You mean like a teammate?
A teammate? No, she didn't say that.
No, just some girl.
A high school
friend.
You
didn't see girl in here?
Yeah. Oh!
I did not see girl in here. Said Steve he Harvey. Sent a picture to a high school friend he reconnected with on Facebook. If he sent this picture to a teammate, you have another problem at your house. This boy going down the list. Now, here's the deal. He's been unemployed for most of this year. He could not get a job because he had to wait. Well, he unemployed. He had to wait because he had to get clean from smoking weed.
Weed smoking,
Okay, he a junkie.
He's not a junkie.
He a junkie. He's sending gay porno pictures out on the internet and he calling hookers on Father's Day.
But gay pictures.
Yeah, that's what I'm putting. I'm putting it all in here. Then you said he got clean enough to apply for a job and is waiting for the outcome of a background check.
Yeah.
He ain't finna clear no damn background check. What government job? Do you know that people actually go on your social networking sites now when you try to get a job now?
Absolutely.
What? Now, when they go on the government and they see that picture of his thing on Facebook.
It ain't on now.
He just sent it on Facebook. He got a picture of himself. His missile is sitting up on Facebook.
Missile?
I got that off Family Feud yesterday. They got a new name for it.
So all right, we got to go.
That's
we'll be
old
back.
Family Feud.
All right, after the break at 18 after the hour, part two of Steve's response to today's strawberry letter.
Letter!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This dude got married in 2005. She found some email from his mistress in 2006 and then got a number to an escort service that he called on Father's Day. Boy, was he disappointed in his Father's Day gift.
I
show you. I'm finna call down here and get some tail. Then he done sent pictures, this is an exact quote, of his private parts to a high school friend that he reconnected with on Facebook. Didn't say if that was a dude or a girl.
Right.
I'm thinking a teammate of his. Played linebacker. Got a picture of his private parts now. You got another issue at your house.
Private parts. What? And what's the new name for private parts you said?
Meat missile.
And that's better.
To put the meat missile on Facebook. I just did that on Family Feud. That's how I know you can do it on radio. You can do it on daytime TV. So anyway, for most of the year he's been unemployed. He can't get a job right now because he got to wait till the weed clear out of his system so he can pass a drug test.
Right.
He a junkie. He a junkie. He's showing his thing to men. And he ain't calling hookers on Father's Day. And then he waiting on the outcome of a background check. How the hell he gonna pass a background check? He got pictures of his thing on Facebook. Let me tell you something. Then you said in here, now with all that said, I am one angry sister. I love him, but don't love paying the bills. Yeah. Let's go over what you love.
Make up your mind, lady.
What do you love? Which part you love? You love the cheating. You love the mistresses. You love the pictures of his thing to the teammate. You like the escort service. You like the fact that he's unemployed. Do you really love the weed smoking? and then she said at the end, she says, and oh, did I mention that his mama lives with her?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you like living with his wonderful mammy? So
now
that we got all out of the way, this is what she says. Steve. Mm-hmm. I see a small light at the end of the tunnel. This really? Heifer blind.
She's wrong for that.
This heifer blind. How you see a smart? He is close to getting a government job and a steady paycheck, but I think our relationship is wrecked.
You think?
I am with him to get our, I don't trust him in all honesty, and I'm with him to get our sons through school and to make me whole again. Is that wrong? First of all, getting your sons through school, you the only one working.
Yeah.
Hell, you getting your sons through school. Now, as far as making you whole again, you must be tired of being half a fool. Is that it? I'm so sick of being half a fool. If he can go on and just make me whole, a whole fool, and I'll stay with him. Lady,
come on.
If you stay with this man, it's just because you want to just say that you married, and you want to say that you got a husband, and you want to say that all this time you've been in ain't been wasted. But I always say this to women. If you think the time you've been with a man has been hurtful and bad for all these years, let's say how many years? 14 years.
Yeah.
How would you like 14 more years of this?
Yeah.
Because that's what you're going to get.
I don't see nothing wrong with him sending the pictures.
Oh, you wouldn't.
We know you don't.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, let's go to the phone. Shirley, who you got?
All right, let's go to line. Line two. Steve, you're going to love this name. I'm just going to tell you. You're going to love it. Line two, Otis out of Missouri. Otis.
Steve, what's going on, man?
What's up, Otis?
Man, she said, you're going to love this name. Yeah, my name is Otis Hooker, baby. Otis Hooker.
Otis Crunker.
Hooker. No, not Hooker. Hooker. H-O-O-K-E-R. The double O, baby.
Hooker. Otis Hooker.
Otis Hooker.
But he said aura.
Hey, first of all, man, I want to say, hey, congratulations, everybody, for coming back to Kansas City, man. You know, because we need y'all, man. We need y'all on here to uplift some souls that have been broken, some down-earth people, man. Need the spirit be back up. Steve, you do that. You and the crew, man. And
hey, man, that's what we're here for, because we know what y'all was dealing with before. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely,
yeah, man, that's what we're here for.
You didn't have to go there.
Yeah, he
went there, huh? You went over there.
No,
but thank you, Otis.
But I mean, for real, though, you know, because, you know, I'm one of them, you know. I look forward to hearing my man Steve Voice, man, and Tommy and Shirley, man. You know, every morning, man, I'm like, damn, welcome to the damn show, you know? You know, I'm like, nah, I'm pissed off, you know?
Yeah, because you had to listen to that other.
Hey, man, you know.
No. See, all I'm saying is what? See, here all I'm saying.
Steve, let me do that. You don't do that, though.
Okay,
you,
go ahead then, Tommy. Go ahead.
Okay. You got tired of listening to that other ragged-ass show that wasn't worth a damn. Now this one is back, and you're comfortable with yourself, ain't you? What?
You let me have it. That's it. See, that's my thing I like about this show. You down, ain't talk exactly what a person want to hear. Don't sugarcoat nothing, baby. This is the show mistake. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't do damn about all that other bull crap. You know, put the real people on here that get through some you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Otis Hooker in the building.
Hell no, let him go. Come on, Otis Hooker.
No.
Tell the truth. No, tell the truth.
Forget the question.
The truth will set you free.
Yes, it will.
So, Steve, push come to shove down and up, man, you do get serious and tell people how you feel. You, Tommy, Shirley, the whole crew. So, and you know, if they piss them off and make them mad, so guess what? That don't be them, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, that's how it gonna be. Hey, Odie, you know how I know that how it's going to be? Because that's how we is.
Ignorant.
You know why you was nobody in there? You better go on now. Somebody better shut the door.
Stupid.
Shut the door before you let all the air out.
What does that mean?
You don't know what I mean. You got me black getting all this here. You black people hollering their car, they laugh their ass off. Boy, that I'm all
concerned. Is this Roscoe?
Boy, you just like your daddy.
All that going there.
You don't let me do a damn thing. You ain't going to do a damn thing. All you better do is look. You just better look. Don't come. Don't come over here. You just better look.
He said he's from Missouri, the show me state.
I wish you would.
You don't want none of this.
I'll smack your ass all in next week.
Oh, this
it's Friday night. It's Friday night. You mess around be Wednesday.
He cracking up.
But I kill him, don't I'm old. Otis, I kill him. Otis, I beat your ass if your ass ain't ever been beat.
Hey, man, that's the shit I'm talking about.
You know what I'm talking about, Otis? That's what I'm talking about, because that's how I keep it real.
Keep real,
dude.
I'm telling
you. Yeah, that's what I do. That's how I do. I ain't know. I'm a loose monkey.
What?
Oh, God.
I'm a loose monkey with a midget with a camera. Ain't no telling what the hell finna happen.
Oh,
shit. Boy, let me know. Order, I got a hot oven mitt I'll put on you.
Ask him who he's picking for the game.
Oh, God.
Hey, Odin, let me ask
you.
You
know what?
Who you? Hey, Odin, who you got? Fire Patriot.
What? Hey, man. Oh, man, I don't know what to say about this. This is what's up, man.
Oh, God.
Man, Shelly, why you start this Shelly? You did this
Shelly.
I love this
Shelly.
Guy.
Shelly, you running your damn mouth. That's what I'm talking about. Shelly always starting. So you always starting
I'm not in this, Shelly.
Hey, Shelly.
You're so stupid.
I never seen her like that.
Oh, God.
Order, look here, man. I sure appreciate you calling, Order.
Did he pick?
No, he ain't pick. We already shut this shit down.
You done made our day, Otis. You have made our day. Oh, my
hey,
Otis, God.
Hey, Otis, tell me before you go, who you picking? You picking the Falcons, you picking Patriots?
Man, I'm with the Falcons, Bradley. Mess you up.
Yes, man, that's what I said.
Steve, you know better.
No, I don't. Steve don't know a damn thing except what's going on. This is why we need people named Odie. Odie, keep it real. Odie, I love you, man. Thank you for calling, baby.
Otis can call every day.
I love you too. I ain't stealing no damn time, Brady.
Okay. Hey. Oh,
oh
man.
God.
Thank you.
That
thank
was
you,
hilarious.
That
was
funny. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Boy, that damn Otis.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
48 minutes after the hour. Coming up, Shirley's gonna tell us what's trending right now.
Super Bowl facts. All right, USA Today has a list of interesting Super Bowl facts, and here they are. They included 72 game balls are used during the game. Did you guys know that? 72?
That's a lot of
balls. Certainly didn't know that, yeah. And then teams wearing white jerseys are 11-1 in the last 12 Super Bowls, okay? And the Patriots, of course, will wear white this year.
Okay.
Oh, man. I'll be damned. Mm. Now, is he going to let the ball, the air out of all 72 balls?
Brady.
Brady. He's going to find a way to win, I'm telling you.
All right, y'all. Hey, let's go to the phones. What's the worst lie you ever told to impress a date? And then part two of the question is, who you think going to win the game, Pats or the Falcons?
Let's go to line five and talk to Mike. All guys this morning. Mike out of Texas.
What's happening, Uncle Steve? Hey, man, I met you back in 99 at the Arena Theater.
Right.
I got
Arena.
I got a little arena pissed off, man. Sir?
He's trying to find out what city, Mike.
Oh, that's Houston, Texas, at the Arena Theater right off 59 South.
Oh, you talking about in Houston?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, I sold out, let me tell you something, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I sold out 7 Houston arenas in a weekend. 2
yeah,
Friday, 2 Saturday, 2 Sunday. Came back to town, had to leave town, came back, sold out Monday night. Steve Harvey live in Houston. Yeah, go ahead, man.
That was New Year's Eve. And you went in your pocket and gave me some money because you said you can't come to Steve Harvey's show looking like that. So people don't know you. They don't know you at all, man. So, all this talking, I wouldn't even worry about that, brother, because they don't know you. They don't know what kind of person you are.
They don't.
But anyway.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Come on, Mike.
Yeah. Mike.
So anyway, and one of them could kiss the TIP of my face. We're going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
That boy from here.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, anyway, the greatest lie I told,
yes.
this chick was a ballerina, and I ain't know nothing about that. So all I knew was Gregory Hines was a tap dancer. She said, well, I said, baby, my uncle is Gregory Hines, you know. And she was like, yeah. I said, he was on a song. I said, yeah, show up. I was in the studio. So she took me back to the house.
Stackable.
Oh, yeah, I had no choice, man. So I'm sitting at a table.
Yeah,
I'm sitting at a, they took me to a house and everything. I didn't know the difference between a salad fork and a dinner fork. Mm-hmm. So
come on, boy.
I was eating with both of them.
Come on, yeah, hell yeah. They over there.
He said they over there.
Yeah, and so we went back in the room and went to talking, and the next day she thinking we finna go to the Western or something like that. We went right to Tweety's. Right there on the south side of Harm Clark, show did.
Yes, sir. Right there off of South Main, right where you go up under the underpass on the left.
Right up at Tweety's.
Yeah,
right
Tweety's,
where you put a quarter in the side of the bed and it gets vibrated.
Yes, sir.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. I know where you're at.
Tweety's Motor House.
Tweety's
Motor Inn.
Yeah, hey, that's right.
Hey,
that's
Mike, right. Did you look behind the manager and see my photo up there for a lifetime member?
Hey, Kill. Is that the one at the is that the one under that overpass?
Yeah, right there off South Main and South Post Oak.
I done seen that, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Motel right
there. I done seen that, man. I done seen
Tweety's.
That.
Right across the street from the gas station.
So I done seen that, man. You know what's crazy, man, is?
It's going to be busy this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
But Tommy, you know, he out on the north
watch
side.
Watch this. Mike, what side of town you on, Mike?
I'm on the south side, man.
Yes! That's how we roll.
It's the north side, baby.
Hey, Mike.
Ask Tommy what side he on. Hey, Tommy, what side of town you on?
I'm on the north side.
Ain't no real.
I grew up Acres Home in Wood Forest, but I'm further north.
We talking about where you grew up. We talking about where you at now.
The chateau.
Half rich.
I'm in Spring, Texas now.
Oh. Who's he picking, Steve?
Oh, Tommy, you the same one that was at the Fountain of the Praise Speakers proper. And you from the north side? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Chump City. You feel me?
Found the praise.
Yeah. He said found the praise. That boy from Houston for real.
He totally through with Tommy.
Oh, yeah. I'm done.
Yeah. Who are you picking, Mike, in the Super Bowl?
Hey, man, they ain't got no strip clubs in New England, so I got to go with Atlanta.
Come on, baby.
Oh, you going where they got strip clubs.
You know what deal is, dog.
You been to Magic City, Mike?
Hey, listen to me. These my people calling in.
This is your people. These all
you love. These Steve, one. These you one. Love. These my people calling in. This is who I've been servicing all these years.
Oh man.
So when they get through hating, y'all still belong to me with your funky behind.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, millions of viewers will gather around their TVs this Sunday to watch the Patriots and the Falcons go head-to-head during one of the biggest sporting events of the year. Now, of course, the Super Bowl is one of the best days of the year for advertisers as well, and that's regardless of who wins the game. Brands have a tiny window to create spots that are memorable, impactful, and unique against other competitors for your attention. Budgets for Super Bowl commercials are at an all-time peak. The average production cost is north of $1 million, and companies are dropping an average of $5 million for a 30-second time slot during the big game. That's high. According to Fortune, oftentimes an additional 25% of their overall budget is spent on promoting the ad itself leading up to the main event. For example, Budweiser's sentimental Super Bowl ad this year is about immigration. It tells the story of the founder of Anheuser-Busch who came to the U.S. in the 1850s. But Budweiser says it isn't meant to be political.
Yeah, okay. Well, all right. Anheuser-Busch ass going to be out the country. Keep on.
That's what all the news.
You be making beer in Mexico. Keep
that's what all the news reporters and commentators were saying.
Mess around, get a 35% surcharge. Budweiser finna be high as hell.
That's right. That's exactly right, Steve.
Damn, man, what is this Bud? Well, Budweiser costs the same thing as Hennessy, yeah?
I've seen part of the commercial. You're right. It does. It's not meant to be that, like they say, but it looks exactly like that's what it is.
Mm. Yeah, well, whatever. I tell you what. This ain't the time to play with this dude right here.
Nope.
Okay, you see what happened to CNN? He don't even talk to them.
That's true.
Hey, you do fake news. No, not answering your question.
Alternative facts.
Excuse me. Sir, you're the president. You're supposed to talk to people. Hey. I'm talking to anybody.
But, did he you tweets see, at night.
Did you see, Unc, where he hung up on the prime minister of Australia?
One of our allies.
This is the worst call I've had today.
But then,
I wasn't really mad at him when he did that, though, because I'd have hung up on a couple people. And then bill collector going to call my house. I'm eating dinner. I'll be damned.
But that's not your friend to begin with, a bill collector. Man. And then he said, don't worry about it at the prayer breakfast.
Yeah,
when
don't
he was
worry. Don't worry about breakfast. The call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You take that off the prayer list.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
That's like you, Steve. Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that.
All right, let's switch gears for a little bit here. What is the worst lie you've told? We're going to the phones on this one. What's the worst lie you've told to impress a date?
How many do I get to tell?
Lies?
I've done some.
We love your stories. You can go now if you want.
Yeah.
And then part two of that question is, who are you picking in the Super Bowl, the Falcons or the Patriots? Let's go to line one, Steve, and talk to B out of Georgia.
B.
Hi. Good morning, morning crew.
Morning. Morning.
Hey, B.
B, let me ask you something. Is it B-E-E or is it just B short for something?
B-E-A.
It's D-E-E, Steve. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, baby.
I like you, Tommy.
Bring me out of retirement. Keep on, yeah.
Okay. Hi, you guys. Carla, Shirley, Steve.
We're good.
Yes,
we're good. Hey, beautiful. What'd you
Hi.
Lie about?
Okay, so I am going for the Falcons, so don't get mad at me, because I'm from Georgia, so, you know, I got to root for my Falcons team.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I ain't from there, but I'm sure rooting for them. I'm just scared the hell of Tom Brady, though, Lord.
You're going to knock him out the ballpark.
I sure hope they do, boy. Go ahead. Okay. What's the biggest lie you ever told, baby?
Okay, so I know you said as far as date-wise, but I was dating a guy that was involved in a relationship for 4 years, and he never told me. And his girlfriend called me back. She didn't call me back, but she called me. And I found out that he's been dating this woman for 4 years. So, you know, I was kind of like a woman scorned because he was making plans with me. We had got an apartment and everything together. And going out of the relationship, I kind of did a lot of stuff. Like, he had half of the bills that was in his name, like the lights and all that. So I kind of, like, left the heater, the air conditioning, the windows open, all the lights on, the cable on that was in his name, everything, and moved out. And I told him I was pregnant. So he's thinking I'm pregnant right now. And his girlfriend. So it's like...
At all. Yeah, ain't none of the mean. Nah, like,
it's funny to me. Yeah, I'm listening. I'm giggling. Yeah. Come on, cracking up.
He's gonna never lie. You know, you come in dating somebody for 2 months, and then you just, all of a sudden, it get thrown on you that you've been in a relationship with somebody for 4 years, you know?
Well, go ahead, baby. You told your man you're pregnant now. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, so now I've run away, and I've threatened with child support, and he's going to jail, and
come on,
all
B.
this stuff.
I don't see what's funny about
that. High five, B. Give us a pound.
You know, Charlie, I was going to make it a strawberry letter, but, you know, to throw his narrow behind out on air is even better.
This is the greatest one this morning. I love it.
didn't warn
y'all. Y'all ain't got to call nobody.
Get for lying.
I'm sorry, Tommy. I wouldn't do it to you, though.
You what, baby?
I wouldn't do it to you.
Yeah, girl, yes, you would, as much as he lies.
Your lie ain't going to beat my lie.
It'll be different. See, I'm from Georgia. You know, we know how to satisfy our men. It'll be different if he would have told the truth about the lie instead of me finding out through the woman calling my phone about the lie. You know? Mm-hmm. He lied first.
Right. So we just just in here lying.
Yeah, he who lies first.
Oh, you draw the line?
Yeah, I mean, I understand, but I'm having your baby, though. Damn.
Hey.
You ain't have to go that far, baby.
Hey, well, let me tell you something. Boy, that throw a man into something.
There was stackability. That was the word you used earlier this morning. Yeah.
That lie ain't stackable because you ain't going to have the baby. See, you can't stack this one. That's a dirty lie.
Walking around with pillows.
Oh, no, we have degrees of lying.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Can you draw the line?
See, men lie, but it don't be no dirty lie.
Yes, it does.
What?
Team.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is a true story. I was about 24, I think. I was in the mall, and I was sitting on the fountain. Mm-hmm. You know, I was eating some popcorn or something. I guess I was looking sad. These two girls walked by, nice looking girls and stuff. And so the girl said, I spoke to them and said, how you ladies doing? They said, hi. One of them girls said, you look sad. Uh-huh. I said, excuse me? She said, you look sad. Yeah, I wasn't really sad, I was just broke. So I just looked bad, that's all. I wasn't nothing wrong, I was just broke. And I said, wow, thank you for asking, but no, I'm actually fine. We talking a little bit and she said, well, why are you so sad? I said, it's just, I've just had a tough life. It's really, what's wrong? I said, well, you know, I'm an orphan, you know. I'm an orphan.
You said you was an orphan?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know who my mama or daddy was.
That's just unnecessary. Oh, my God.
No, let's follow this lie out. Keep going.
And so, oh, my God, that's horrible. I said, yeah, it's been rough, you know, and I've just been putting it together, man, as I can. I came out to orphanage, got into foster care. And, you know, you get out at 18, and I'm 24 now. I've been out 6 years. I've been working jobs. off and on. You know, I got a good one now. I'm over at Ford Motor Company. I'm putting it together. She's like, oh, that's really good. Great job. Yeah, I've just been trying to find the right one, you know. What do you mean? I said, I've just been looking for love in all the wrong places.
Here we go.
Just decided that this was the year, man, that I'm committed to finding the one. I'm just looking for love. I just want somebody to love me for me.
Orphans need love, too.
Yeah. So this is before I wrote the 90-day rule. So we were sleeping together that night.
Let's get to that. And then what had happened?
Man,
yeah.
That's the outcome, huh?
Yeah.
I'm about to be an orphan today.
Man.
Let me see your sad face, Junior.
Your orphan face.
Being an orphan is good.
Oh, wow, my Steve. Gosh.
Wow. You're the king. Tommy's the king of pranks. You're the king of lies. Good Man. Stories.
Just random
I
lies.
I know.
Just
for no. Just, you know.
Whatever it takes.
Because it's
yeah.
Friday.
You know, so, the orphan is really good, June. You should try it.
I'm going to try that today.
But stay sad looking, though. But have a job, though, so you ain't just destitute. And it's just right now you put your life together and you're just looking for the one.
The one.
Because you've never been loved.
Man, how did you come up with that so quick?
I don't know, man. I wasn't doing nothing else. I'm pretty creative, man. I was trying to get... I ain't wanted to be in showbiz. I ain't had no outlet, so I used lying to...
Oh.
Yeah, you know, you got to write these stories and jokes somewhere.
And try them out and see how
yeah,
they
I
work.
Yeah, I ain't know nothing
see
about
what sticks,
no
huh?
Yeah, I ain't know nothing about no comedy club. Ain't nobody told me I was going to get no part in none. So my whole life was a part, so I just went on practice lying, you know?
Man, that's good.
Yeah. I got a dog sleep out on the fire escape.
Huh?
My dog sleeps out on the fire escape.
Why? What?
Because I'm in a tough neighborhood and he sits out there to protect me. Yeah.
Is this stacking on top of the
yeah.
orphan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. We started at orphan.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We way out here on the fire.
The place caught on fire and I burned all my possessions down. All I had time to do was save the dog.
Aww.
And he and I escaped Aww. With just our life.
Wow, that was really nice.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Are you hungry?
No, you know, I'm working, so, you know, now I just had to, I'm staying at a hotel right now just trying to put it back together, you know.
Oh, really? Which one? Is it around here?
Doubletree.
Yeah. The Doubletree.
Got some good cookies, though. Them chocolate chip cookies is off the chain.
At the Doubletree.
And before you come up to the room, stop and get a cookie.
Because you know that's next, right?
Yeah. You're so stupid.
And then bring that cookie on up here.
Yeah. Bring the cookie on up.
Wow.
Yeah, cookies for everybody.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Now let's get to these back-to-back jams. Let's go, Kurt. All right, y'all, we come back. Just time for one more thing. We'll tell you about that after the break at 48 after the hour, so don't go away.
Okay. Tell them all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's been a good day, a good Friday.
What a day.
Get your weekend started. Get those chicken wings. Hurry up.
How many billion did he say, Eugene said the other day? How many billion?
100-something billion?
Yeah.
1.3 billion?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a lot. So, okay, we'll be back to close out the show, all right?
You know what? I ought to really just be what people trying to make me out to be. Just a comedian. I ought to just go do that.
Steve, you're way more than that. You've transcended that, so come on.
Well, I tell you what, when you want to come back out on the road, we can roll whenever you get ready, dog.
Money.
It's just amazing how it is, man. People just relegate you to what they think you ought to be. Oh, but I had a great text from a minister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm finna show it to y'all right now.
Okay.
I should send it to y'all. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Which
you
minister?
Should send it
can we ask
because this will help a lot of y'all out. Because this happens to everybody, not just me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to send it to you. Shirley.
Yeah.
Carla.
When I get it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
He's trying to send it. That's what he's doing.
Mississippi Monica.
See, he's going through his phone.
Monica. Mm-hmm. Fool.
Just group it, Steve.
What? You don't, Shirley, you got to let him do it.
That's what I'm trying to do. How I'm going to do that without doing it?
Cat. I'm gonna do that without doing.
Cat.
Oh, only thing with group, you have to make sure.
You mean send it to everybody in your contact?
Well, no. Just the group just, that you're putting together. Yeah. She's
I just
you
put
just
all y'all
one
names
thing.
Is up there in green.
Okay, you need to go.
That's it. That's hold what
on,
he's
saying. Okay, go on, look and see how many
hold
people you're sending.
Whoa, whoa. I just sent that to Carlos.
See,
not Carla.
Yeah.
Carla.
This is reality radio for this real.
Man, let me tell you something. If I send that to Carlos to do the work for me, uh-huh. you don't even understand.
Oh, my God.
I get all his texts coming in Spanish. And we be just confusing the hell out of each other. I just send him pictures. You want this made for me? Yes.
You got it?
That's good for all y'all to remember.
That's good for everybody.
Can I read it?
Mm-hmm.
Some people hate you because they can't figure out why you're still blessed after what you used to do.
Used to do.
Used.
Do you hear me, man? Can y'all understand that? Because ain't that happened to you how many times?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Some people hate you because they can't figure out why you're still blessed after what you used to do.
Because they want to hold you to that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
That's who
some
you
people
are,
have.
What you used
yeah,
to
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they want you to stay right where they got you.
Uh-huh.
See, you try to be any more. Now, see, I knew you when. Yeah, I know. I know you did. But you don't know me now. See?
Right.
Golly, man. That's pinpoint accuracy right there.
Dog, that helps a lot of people out.
Mm-hmm.
Some people hate you because they can't understand why you still blessed.
Hallelujah.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Man, I need to show y'all this quilt somebody made me. Somebody made me the biggest crocheted quilt of me. It's actually intricately done.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge, like, probably 6 by...
Like a quilt for your bed?
It's about 6 by 7, something like that.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. It's me kneeling down at my star on the Walk of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with stars on it, the same suit I had on, shoes with actual laces on them. They actually used the yarn to make the laces.
Wow.
And then it said, won't he do it?
I like that.
So I was going to send thank you to these people that made this because they really, really went over the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who sent it, Monica? Monica do all the work and we don't know who sent it.
Okay.
That's because she rummaged through everything. She probably knocked a name tag.
Stop that, Steve. Let's move on.
I can't tell you the stuff that I done got that I ain't never got.
Oh, God. Oh, well, Steve.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Time to go.
Well, it is time to go. Mm-hmm. Can I just want to say one thing to all of my supporters? Thank y'all for encouraging me, for lifting me. I appreciate the people that pray for me. I really appreciate the people that get me, that understand me. I appreciate
more than you think. More than you think.
Well, yeah, way more. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. I've discovered in this place that I've been in for some weeks now, hate is loud. Love is stronger.
Okay.
Hate is louder. Love is stronger. It's just you when you hear from people that hating on you, it just gets very loud for you.
Mm-hmm.
But love is stronger. And I want to thank Shirley Strawberry because you know what? Shirley has sent me so many scriptures during this past 2 weeks. And she sends them every day to me. But she's really been zeroing in. Like she sent me Proverbs. It says, Proverbs 28:5, evildoers do not understand what is right. But those who seek the Lord understand it fully. Then she sent me Proverbs 27:19. As water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's encouraging to me because she says, Steve, you just misunderstood. People don't know your heart. Some people don't know your heart, but look at your life, though.
Yep.
Now, if you was all jacked up, why your life like that?
Mm-hmm.
I think Shirley a path.
Not a pastor.
Shirley, you a pastor? Mm-hmm. A clergyman or whatever?
Well, you know, she's closer to it than me because at least she don't cuss.
know what? I am a chef. I'm a chef.
I let them have it.
You far from a chef.
You a chef.
That's the
good,
nice
good as the one I got.
That's really beautiful.
Hey, we have to go. God.
Did you get the one from me and Tommy, Uncle Steve?
What was that one, Kim?
F them.
That's in the book of Kier and Tommy.
That's my book. Oh,
did you
Lord.
Get the one from me and Tommy, Unc?
Which one, Kier?
What? Which one was that, Junior?
F them.
But dog,
all caps with an exclamation point.
But Kier, I'm thumbing through my text. Tommy Junior sent me a script.
Did I miss it?
Did I miss that? Tommy and
well,
Junior
they know
sent me a script,
that boy. We don't give a damn.
Oh my goodness.
I said, these dudes right here. I appreciate y'all, man. We out, man. Y'all have a great weekend. Come on, Falcons. Try to surprise them. I think that'll be the best surprise. That'd be a great Super Bowl gift if the Falcons could win this thing, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure going to be pulling for them.
One more time,
but
Junior.
But I tell you what, though. I ain't going to sit there and be sick if they lose. I promise you that.
Yeah. Going to be right in here Monday.
What does Shaq say?
I'm not going
to. We get in our Phantoms and we drive to our mansions.
To the house. Telling you.
One more time, Junior.
F them.
Oh, my God.
Stupid.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.